before the deal with NBC could be finalized. Sometimes it was hard to tell where Impressionist David Fry left off and Richard Nixon began.
Here he is, the man you've all been waiting for. Mr. Richard Nixon.
That was Fry, we think, doing his spot-on impression. Fry has died at age 77. He'd been a struggling impressionist until he realized people liked it when he poked fun at politicians, Richard Nixon in particular. He also did Lyndon Johnson and Hubert Humphrey, but audiences loved his Nixon. We couldn't find any record of whether President Nixon loved him.
Aaron Pallett has provided dependable service for 43 years to businesses large and small. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallett, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, 800-248-7543. On the web at aaronpallett.com. Mention this ad and get 5% off your first order.
Dompac Enterprises, 45 Main Street, Leominster. Not only your beauty supply store carrying a full line of beauty needs, but we also have a wide selection of African American and Caribbean foods for your table. Visit Dompac Enterprises today, 45 Main Street, Leominster, 978-401-0298.
Critic Yarrow Hall calls Linguini's Italian Eatery a tasty slice of fun. The Boston Phoenix says, "We'll never abandon Shrewsbury Street. Next time we're in the burbs, we'll drop in on the Linguini's family. Add your review to theirs at Linguini's Italian Eatery, 350 Boston Post Road West, Marlboro. Open 7 days.
As your independent insurance agency, DeLotte Insurance offers you the best deals from an assortment of highly rated national carriers. If your needs are life, auto, home, or business, DeLotte finds you the right policy at the right price. Get that personal touch at DeLotte Insurance Agency, 580 North Main Street, Leominster, 508-277-1427.
Have you always wanted to learn to fly? Well, you're just $59 away from the cockpit at the FCA Flight Center at Fitchburg Airport. You provide the drive. We'll provide the plane, the instructor, and the adventure. Take that first step into the freedom of the skies and find out just how affordable your dream can be. Conquer the air for only $59 at the FCA Flight Center at Fitchburg Airport, 978-345-0373. On the web at fcaflightcenter.com.
Would you like to increase the value of your home? Are you tired of water in your basement? Well, stop ignoring a major part of your house.
And don't let your basement wash you out.
Hello, this is Joe.
And this is Diane from Basement Technologies of Western Mass. Did you know the air quality in your home is directly related to your basement?
If your basement is damp, musty, or you consider it the endangered zone, do what homeowners all over Western Mass do. Call the Wave Dogs at Basement Technologies of Western Mass at 1-888-WAVE-DOG and let us show you how easy and inexpensive it is to keep your basement dry for good.
As official installers of the Basement Technology Systems, our patented products keep moisture out of your basement and add usable storage and living space, which increases the value of your home.
So give us a call at 1-888-WAVE-DOG or visit us online at thewavedogs.com and keep your basement dry for good with our lifetime warranty.
And remember, don't let your basement wash you out.
True Talk, 830 WCRN. Listen live online anytime, WCRNradio.com.
And we are here with 50,000 watts of True Talk for New England and beyond on the Tech Guy on the Radio, sponsored by Basement Technologies of Western Massachusetts. Don't let your basement wash you out. Call 1-888-WAVE-DOG and keep your basement dry forever. And normally we would just simply announce them as a new advertiser, but they are our very first, John, our very first show sponsor, and we're very pleased to have them on board.
That's fantastic, Peter.
And with all of the snow that we have out there, I just want to remind everybody, all of this snow is going to melt, and all of that water is going to go somewhere.
Sometime.
Yep. So when that snow does melt,
I'm thinking maybe like June. But it keeps snowing. We were supposed to get our big snowstorm on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's supposed to come. I tell you, it's. I was very jealous of Val in that last half hour talking about 60 degrees in Miami.
Peter, listen, all you got to do, you just have to think about it. You just have to look out here. You look out in this common. You look at Turtle Boy riding his turtle, okay? And you just imagine that this is really sand, and we can put like a couple of, you know, beach umbrellas out here. Mm-hmm. We could get one of those out, fire pits going, and we could put some lawn chairs out. And, hey, people could watch us through the window here. I mean, let's just pretend it's warm. And when you think power, positive thinking.
Well, it's funny you mentioned pretending because we're going to be talking about some pretend items from the news today. Well, first, again, let me remind you that this will be our last one-hour show starting next week. We will be 2 hours. But tonight we have our 1 hour and we have our guests. First, Alistair from American Glob is in the studio. I'm sorry, American Glob. And Alistair, thanks for coming down.
Thank you for having me, Detect Guy. It's great to be here.
And we also have in the studio, although he's playing the observer, but he's welcome to jump on the air, Left Bank of the Charles.
Hey, Pete.
Great to have you here. And our primary guest for the night, all the way from Virginia, Fisherville Mike. Mike, are you there?
I'm there. Thanks, Pete.
Mike, thank you for joining us here on the Tech Guy on the radio. How are things down in Virginia? I know it's very snowy around here.
It's still a bit snowy down here, but we're starting to melt. We were in the 40s today. I hope you're jealous.
Well, believe it or not, in the 40s is enough to make us jealous
yes,
around here.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we were. My wife was raking roofs today, and it's a nasty time over here.
I understand. Well, I was just outside a few minutes ago, and I could still hear melting, so that's a good sign for us.
Well, before we do anything else, tell us a little bit about yourself and your blog.
Well, I've been blogging since right before the election in 08. I am a reformed professional journalist. I worked for 11 years as a sports writer in a paper in South Carolina and one in West Virginia. And I stopped in the pre-internet era. My last full-time job was in 95 in newspapers. But right before the election in 08, I noticed that one of my friends had a blog named Yankee Phil, and I figured, hey, if he can blog, then so can I. So I started up Fishersville Mike and met several of the people who are in our county here who are conservative bloggers and just have started going from there. And obviously meeting all different people through the contacts, through the different links that you put up there, and have very much enjoyed it so far.
And what is the address of the blog for our people listening today?
It is fishersvillemike.blogspot.com. And it is Fishersville with an S. I think sometimes people forget the S in the middle of Fishersville.
And but I plead guilty to that.
That's it. Stacy McCain can never get it either. So I think Smitty finally had to fix it for him. But Fishersville is a small town between Stanton and Waynesboro in Augusta County, Virginia. And so we call the conservative bloggers in our area are called the SWAC Corps, for our area. And so we have six of us who do blogs different things and different ways we get things, and two of us are members of the Axis of Fedorables, myself and Swack Girl. So.
That's what we like to hear.
We have worn the fedora. We have worn it proudly.
Now, I hate to say it, Alistair, you're not wearing a fedora tonight. But
we're
going to give you a pass this time. Hopefully we'll see you with one.
Next time I come back, I'll be sure to wear a hat.
Now, Alistair, tell us a little bit about your blog.
Well, I started around the same time as Fishersville Mike. It was just before the 2008 election. I launched the site as a news aggregator site, a Drudge-style news aggregator site. And I did that for a couple of months and then switched over to pure blogging right after the election. And, it was just something that I got into at first as a hobby, and now it's I can't go a day without at least putting up a post, you know? It gets addictive.
It can be. It's actually rather ironic because all three of us started our blogs at around the same time. I believe mine was November 29th, just after the election.
Yeah.
But I started mine just after the company I worked for folded. And when did Left Bank of the Charles start?
2007, summer of 2007. So I was sort of following the primaries, the early work out in Iowa. I grew up in Iowa, so we start following the presidential election about 6 months earlier than the rest of the country.
So you've actually been blogging longer than all of us, so you're the veteran at this table.
That's scary.
That is. Now, sooner or later, John, you're going to have to start up a blog as well. We're going to be expecting that of you. But let's get to some of the stories this week. And one of the things that I want to discuss involves a post that was on your site, Alistair.
Yeah.
Concerning President Obama
and
Ronald Reagan.
I knew you were going to say that.
This was not a great week for President Obama.
No.
After the State of the Union, you had, how do I say this? I didn't even watch the State of the Union because I figured, well, we knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
The media was going to lionize the speech.
Of course.
And it was all going to go well. But when I got up and I saw Morning Joe, and I had read the speech, the text of the speech, it wasn't exciting, but it wasn't horrible.
Yeah.
They were panning it. And this was MSNBC.
Yeah.
Yes, you are hearing me right. That was MSNBC panning an Obama speech. And when MSNBC cannot find something good to say about the president's speech, you know there's a problem.
Well, ironically, I think that the All-Stars on special report on Fox News were, you know, very positive about the speech, certainly more positive than Morning Joe. But you're right. We all knew how this was going to go. We all knew that no matter what the speech, what was in the speech or how it was delivered, we knew that for the most part the media was going to tout it as the greatest speech ever because that's what they do.
But the real amazing thing was the sudden comparisons to Ronald Reagan, and there was a Time magazine cover. Now, Mike, I'd like to start with you on this. What was your reaction when you started seeing them describe President Obama as Reagan-esque?
Well, I think, as I said, I've been a professional media person, and so one thing the media loves is anniversaries because it gives them a hook to do their stories. And so it's kind of like, hey, Rick's birthday's coming up. Hey, Obama's president, let's link them together. Hey, if it was Bush was president right now, they'd be saying how Bush isn't like Reagan. But since it's just one of those things, the time has come up because we are getting near Reagan's 100th birthday.
Yes.
So, I know that a lot of the people have made a lot of fun of it, and it, I think, is not a good comparison for Obama. I think he is really in deeper trouble than they would like to say. That even having a little bit of Reagan in his stead is not going to help him at all.
Now,
well, I just want to comment one thing. I don't think so, and it'll never happen.
Now, Alistair, as I recall, this was a big post for you.
It was, because I initially saw something about this story on Gateway Pundit, and he had a video, a YouTube video linked that frankly, I didn't even watch, because the minute I knew this was going on, I went right to the Time magazine website to see if I could find a full-size copy of the cover, which I did, and put the post up, and you know, it's funny, you never know what's going to be a hit and what isn't. And this was one of those situations where I was just putting up a post, and next thing I knew, it was linked a lot of places. And it did get a lot of traffic. But it was astounding to see this image of Reagan with his arm around Obama. You know, the idea that Reagan would have approved of anything that Obama has done.
He might have gotten along with him personally. Reagan was a very personable person.
He could
get along with anybody.
You're absolutely right. And there was a great article on American Thinker that went into great detail about that. And I agree with that. And I felt a little bad that I didn't go down that route and at least give Reagan the respect he deserves on that, because that's true.
Yeah.
But
it was a rather amazing thing. And one of the things that struck me about the idea of them comparing Reagan to Obama was the difference that the media felt between them. I mean, the media in the last election worshipped the ground that candidate Obama walked on and worshipped the ground that President Obama walked on for as long as they could get away with it. But I'm old enough to remember the 80s, and they despised Reagan.
Oh, me too. Yeah, they did. They did not like him. They didn't like anything about him. And the fact that now that they're using him to try and rehabilitate Obama's image. It's a little sickening.
Now, Mike, you're old enough to remember Reagan as president, and I want to know if you remember when Reagan died. Do you in your opinion, do you think the media was shocked at the public reaction, the outpouring of grief when President Reagan died?
Oh, of course, so, especially since he had been out of sight for almost 10 years at that point when he passed away, but they just never really understood the people's love for him, just like they don't understand the love for Sarah Palin right now, because they are just don't understand people, don't hang around people who like Republicans like that, or who have good impressions of Reagan. So that's kind of it. If you don't hang around those type of people, you're not even going to think it's possible, and then you are going to be shocked when reality hits.
Well, we have a caller waiting on the line, and let's bring that caller in. Okay, we have Big Fur Hat on
the
line.
Oh, boy. Now this party can get started.
Big Fur Hat, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself, and what's your comment today?
Does your guest know, is he listening?
Allow me to give a little background here. Big Fur Hat is one of the chief bloggers of the blog IOwnTheWorld.com, which, if you've never read, you absolutely must start reading. It's a daily must-read.
Well, that's a nice little endorsement. Well, what do you have to say about all of this?
I'm at a complete disadvantage. I was talking to your producer. I haven't heard the show. I don't even know what you guys are discussing right now. I just got on the line.
Tisk and Tisk again. We were just talking
about...
Well,
what they're trying to do is they're trying to convince everybody that if I was still around, that I'd have my arm around this guy who's president now, and I don't think so.
Right now we're discussing the media trying to link Obama and Reagan. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I had a lot to say about it in an image. We did our own image on our site where we did the reverse of the Time cover, seen from behind the scenes, and Reagan slapping a bumper sticker on Obama's back that says "Rotten Marxist."
That was pretty. That was good.
Oh, the self-portrait. I'm on your blog now. And
well,
I see
actually, the self-portrait is pretty neat. That's by an artist named Wolverine. And you'd have a tough time finding the other one. It's buried. We do about 30 posts a day, and this was yesterday.
Well, let us plug. You want to go right now to the blog, IOwnTheWorld.com, and look for a post called Obama's Been Painting Again. If you look at this, I have to show this to everybody here. If you look at this, it's Norman Rockwell. Obama is Norman Rockwell doing the self-portrait, and the painting he's painting is Ronald Reagan. You have to see this.
That, yeah. Nice work, BFH.
I mean, it's worth having you call in just to show us that, I tell you. That is just amazing.
Well, carry on. I heard one little part when I was on hold about do you think the media was shocked by the public reaction to Reagan's death?
I
could tell you just a one quick anecdote. When I was in college, Reagan was shot, and I can tell you straight out that it changed my perception. I was sort of almost a liberal when I was in college, like everyone, but I saw professors cheer when they heard the news that Reagan had been shot.
Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious. It's one of my go-to stories that I talk about all the time. I went to an art college in New York City, and when the news came out, I was in the student lounge, and I could see actual instructors fist-pumping the air. That sort of started to change my view of where I was going politically, and it was astounding. What an eye-opener.
Yes, I was a freshman in college when that happened, too, and it really was a shocking and disturbing what happened on the campuses.
Well, I'm pleased to say I went to Fitchburg State, and I was there. Actually, no, was it 82 Reagan was shot, was it? Or 81?
81. 81. 81.
All right. Well, no, I was still at Fitchburg High. I didn't see any fist pumping. Although Ronald Reagan was not greatly loved on campus.
Well, in an art school, you'll see a different breed of liberals, especially in New York City. And I sort of half expected it, but I couldn't believe it when I did see it, because I knew they were all liberals, but just the wanting him to die was just strange. As much as I dislike Obama, if I heard that he was shot tonight,
well, that would be horrible.
I would probably cry.
Well, he's the president.
Honest.
You don't want to. You want to see anybody shot or hurt.
Exactly.
That's just the way it is.
I would be thinking about his family. I would be thinking about a lot of things, not just his politics. How can you be that cruel?
Well, Mike, what did you see? What did you see back when Reagan was shot? What was the reaction around the area where you were?
Well, I was at a public college in Maryland, and there was not really that big of a deal because we were just normal college in Maryland, so it was not the great outpouring of either way. But I was a member of College Republicans a few years later, so we did love our Reagan back then.
All right. Well, we're coming up to our break. Thanks again, and for giving us that call.
You're welcome.
And it's time for our first break. This is WCRN, 50,000 watts of True Talk for New England and beyond. If you want to join the conversation, 508-438-0965 to join Fisherville Mike, American Globe, Left Bank of the Charles, and the Tech Guy on the radio with John Weston.
Since day one, we've been telling you Aran Pallet is the best choice for pallets. Recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new. We've told you about their quality service, decades of experience, and radio-controlled trucks. Now let's talk bottom line. Try Aran Pallet at 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, or call at 800-248-7543. Mention the Tech Guy on the radio and get 5% off the first pallet order. A deal like that won't last long, so call Aran Pallet today at 800-248-7543. Again, that's 800-248-7543. Central Plaza Pizza, 220 Main Street, is more than just the best pizza in Townsend. Our roasted chicken, sweet potato fries, and cheesesteaks will keep your mouth watering as our free delivery saves you money. And Monday nights belongs to the kids with balloon animals, movies, and specials for the whole family. Join our family at Central Plaza Pizza, 220 Main Street, Townsend, 978-597-2223.
Get your family away from the set and onto the alleys at Putnam Street Lanes, Fitchburg. For 120 years, from college students to retirees, Putnam Street Lanes has kept people on a roll. Seniors, men's, women, or mixed, Putnam's has a candlepin league for you 7 days a week. And our youth leagues aged 5 to 18 and free lessons for children are the fun way to get your kids moving again. You can't get more New England than candlepin bowling, and there's no bowling like Putnam Street Lanes, 14 Putnam Street, Fitchburg, 978-343-9664. On the web at Putnam Street Lanes.com.
For the past 29 years, the Natural Discount Shop has been healthy for your body with herbs, vitamins, organic and natural products. And healthy for your wallet with the lowest prices in the Fitchburg-Lemonster area. Go natural and save at the Natural Discount Shop, 614 North Main Street, Lemonster, 978-537-3920.
Nails, makeup, facials, or hair. Sharp Design Salon not only makes you sparkle, but our late hours on Friday night and Saturday mean Bernie, Terry, Jackie, and Val are ready when you are. Look sharp with Sharp Designs, 360 Summer Street, Fitchburg, 978-343-3324.
Can't afford the carpet you need? With Little Floor Coverings February Special, you can. Have Little's Floor carpet any room and get the carpet for a second room at no additional charge. You pay only labor and pad. You can afford the carpet you need at Little's Floor Covering, 359 Summer Street, Fitchburg. Call us at 978-345-5425. Again, that's 978-345-5425.
For individual or small business tax or accounting needs, trust Ray Accounting and Tax Service. The professionals at Ray Accounting and Tax Services, conveniently located in Worcester and Lemonster, know the tax code inside and out. They'll do your paperwork accurately and confidentially, so you can concentrate on your business instead. Visit Ray Accounting and Tax Service today, 45 Main Street in Lemonster, 978-227-5610, or in Worcester at 390 Main Street, Suite 630, 978-870-4316.
For breakfast or lunch, make the 5th Street Diner Fitchburg your first stop. From early bird specials under $2 to the best fish in town, eat in or take out, 5th Street is first rate. Make a meal of it 7 days a week at the 5th Street Diner by the 5th Street Bridge next to Romano's Market. Open late Fridays.
Make your special day even more special with a wedding cake from Joyce's Pies and Bakery. For 23 years, Joyce's has made beautiful wedding cakes along with a full line of pies and pastry to satisfy your palate. Go with the best. Go with Joyce's Pies and Bakery, 580 North Main Street, Lemonster, 978-840-4485. Find us on Facebook.
Your news, your talk, your talk. Worcester's radio is 830. 830 WCRN.
And we are back with the Tech Guy on the radio. And again, we are sponsored by Basement Technologies of Western Massachusetts. And you are going to need Basement Technologies because this snow is going to melt. Don't let your basement wash you out. 1-888-WAVE-DOG. Give them a call. Keep your basement dry forever. Mike, now what do you think, when we were talking again about Reagan... and the, how do I say it, Reagan trying to turn him, move him into Obama. Do you think the media is going to succeed in that?
Oh, of course not, because people have too much sense. But I think that it actually is a good thing for Republicans, because it'll show that how that Obama cannot meet those heights of being like Reagan, or being optimistic and being forward-looking. But the other thing I noted, I had a short post about it today, is the problem that Obama's going to have is that he doesn't have a Summer Olympics coming in the year before his reelection campaign, because Reagan had the L.A. Olympics in 84 and Clinton had the Atlanta Olympics in 96 to kind of boost your morale, boost your pride in country, and gives the president a little bit of a push in his reelection. And Obama's not going to have that positive thing either, even if the economy maybe begins a little bit of a recovery.
Well, I mean, he even tried to get the Olympics to come to the United States, and he fell down on that one.
That's right.
Yeah, that was probably part of the thing, is he's thinking, hey, if I can get the Olympics in Chicago in 2016, my successor will win that election. We'll have another time of Democrats. But instead, he would have been helping Palin for her reelection in 2016. So.
Hey, you know, speaking of Palin, I just got to run something out here. And I would, in my show that's on previous to this one, I have the dumbest statement of a politician of the week, and we've already covered that. But I think that there is something that trumped anything that was out there by any politician. And I have to tell you that I think that what transpired on the TNT network, why, first of all, and Coop, would you chime in on this? Because you bleeped me for saying bullcucka.
I did not, for that particular word, I did not say that.
All right, no.
I know what you meant, alternative.
Yes, the alternative, right. No, but what I'm saying is that you've had your finger on the button, because this is live radio.
Yes, that's true.
And what I don't understand is, how in the world could they let Tracy Morgan and then a couple of the other sports commentators, which I'm not sure who they are, and quite frankly, I don't care. I think every one of those guys ought to be fired. I think Tracy Morgan ought to be kicked off. And whoever didn't push the button in your position, because you're the guy controlling the board. Should be gone.
We're not talking about cable TV or anything like that. We're talking about regular radio, commercial radio.
No, this was on TV. But it was a live TV, and the right. guy came out and made this comment about what he thought Palin was, and it was, I'm not even going to say it.
It was lewd.
It was a bad word. Yeah.
And it was rather ironic. And by the way, I want to point out that Coop is our engineer here, and he's been our engineer for 9 of our 11 shows, and he does a great job, and we want to thank you.
Very nice of you. Thank you, Pete. Yeah. Appreciate
that. What would we do without him?
I just want to ask a question.
Uh-oh.
Okay? If those four guys made a similar comment about Michelle,
they'd be gone.
Would they even be on the air? First of all, it never would have happened. They would have cut it. And would they be employed in 30 seconds? No, they wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't.
And how is this right? This is ridiculous. What's going on? And I got to tell you know what? Keep up your wacko crazy things, because the more you people do this, watch out, gang. She's going to take over.
Now, it's interesting you bring that up, because that leads into our next topic, because on the post that we were discussing, the irony of trying to morph Obama into Reagan, in that same post,
that's never going to happen.
In the post that I had written about that, and in Alistair, in your post, we both pointed out that for Reagan's 100th birthday, there is a guest speaker.
Yes, there is.
And I'm going to quote this. I wonder who is giving the speech at Reagan's 100th birthday, and I'm going to read it from my blog.
Tell me it's not Obama.
Former Republican Alaska Governor Sarah Palin will give the keynote address in February at the Reagan Ranch Center honoring the 100th anniversary of the former president's birthday.
Maybe Tracy Morgan can do the intro.
Well, the thing I want, and I want to ask you this about this, Mike, because we saw this with the State of the Union speech. We saw it with Michelle Bachmann, who is a very strong Republican woman. You have Sarah Palin, who's a very strong Republican woman. You have Michelle Bachmann, who's a very strong Republican woman. And for some reason, if you are a strong Republican woman, it is acceptable for the left to be lewd, to be rude, to say things that you would not say. You just would not say things like these.
Right.
Yeah.
And why do you think that is? Now, you worked with the mainstream media. Explain this to us.
Well, I think James Taranto on Best of the Web at the Wall Street Journal had some good things about this the last week or so, about how that it's a lot of his jealousy, that and partly that Palin doesn't play the game that they're playing. And so Palin is just totally different than a lot of the Republican women, because they're not following the same views that the typical feminist is supposed to have, the woman is supposed to have. And so since they're doing something different and being successful, there's jealousy, there's anger, because it makes that the liberals look out of place because of you don't have to follow the liberal way to be successful. You can follow the Palin path, the Bachman path.
Now, I do want to point out, and I want to give a shout-out to a very liberal, and I mean very liberal, we agree on almost nothing, blogger called the reclusive leftist, Dr. Violet Sox. And I
say that again?
She's called Dr. Violet Sox. She runs a website called...
You've got to say that slowly, Peter.
I think I'm going to beep him.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Her website is the reclusive leftist, and she has simply torn into her fellow people on the left, especially feminists, for going after Palin in the way that they have, saying that she's a feminist. She totally disagrees with Sarah Palin on almost every issue, from abortion to, I mean, she's an atheist, this woman. We disagree on everything, and she disagrees with Palin on everything, but says, we would not treat a woman this way. We as feminists objected to the objectification of women, and the violent imagery. I mean, you had the things on her site where you had Palin was literally hung in effigy. They're talking about civility in politics, but for some reason, if it's Sarah Palin, if it's Michelle Bachman, civility does not have to take place.
No, it doesn't. You know, I remember the image that you're talking about with Sarah Palin hung in effigy that happened out in California in the Halloween of 08. I think it was right before the election. And it's a frightening image. And, you know, it's an image that people need to be shown anytime that, you know, we're told as conservatives or libertarians or Republicans, whatever you call yourself, that, you know, now is the time to be more civil. You know, what was that civil?
Well, how many times did they talk about assassinating Bush or wishing something?
A movie was made about it.
I mean, come on.
A movie was made about it.
You know, I mean, this crap that they throw out constantly about, you know, and they keep going back to this Arizona thing. And, you know, and that was really cool for those of you who listen to our station. You know, we had information because of Pete, basically, and his contacts and some of the bloggers that the national media didn't have. And, you know, Peter was able to capture all this information off this guy's Facebook site and other things that they before they sealed it. And we were talking about that night. And how you can go back and blame Sarah Palin and conservative news talkings. Hold a mirror up to yourself. Hold a mirror up to yourself and see the crap that you put out there. It's ridiculous.
It was really disgusting when you consider that before any of the wounded or dead had been given any attention whatsoever, the founder of the Daily Kos website, Marcos Melitzis, went to his Twitter account and sent out a message saying, mission accomplished, Sarah Palin.
And what's even sadder about it is today in the column of the Worcester Telegram today, there was a gentleman insisting that Sarah Palin was responsible for what happened in Arizona, even though the shooter read Mein Kampf and the Communist Manifesto were on
in
his
every
book,
single
list
interview
of favorite
and
books.
Every single fact that has been brought out about this whole thing that said this guy didn't listen to radio, didn't watch television, didn't even know who any of these. They even started running names by him, like, have you ever heard of this guy? Never heard of that guy. He didn't even know who they were.
Well, he was also crazy. I mean, I remember shortly after the incident, seeing his YouTube channel. All you had to do was watch 30 seconds of one of his YouTube videos to know that the guy was completely nuts.
It was kind of scary. It was quite.
I mean, it's crazy. And you know, again, I go back to this thing that happened on TNT. Every one of those guys, except maybe for Ernie Johnson, who looked uncomfortable during the whole thing, they all ought to be gone. They all ought to be gone. You know, they wouldn't let you get away with that if they were talking about Madonna, for heaven's sakes.
It's true. It's true.
But it's okay to do that to Sarah Palin.
Now, Mike,
and I'm not overly fan. I mean, I think she's a talented woman. Do I think she's qualified to be president right now? I don't know. But you know what? No woman, no man or woman should have to put up with the nonsense that she puts up with. They've attacked her family, her children, her husband. They keep coming up with stuff. I mean, it's amazing. It absolutely amazes me.
Now, Mike, you worked in a mainstream media newsroom. Is there a group? How big is there actually the groupthink that we conservatives hear about? Have you seen it?
Oh, well, definitely, because I was working the election of 1992, and there was an awful lot of celebrating going on that Clinton had won in that year. Almost everybody in the room except for me. Now, of course, I was in sports, and I guess more political. The rest of the people who are supposed to be hard news are all doing that thing. So I had my little button. I said, wait till 96. And 2 years later, I said, hey, wait till 94. Looks like we're doing pretty good. So there is, but that is part of the, and I was just in a small town newspaper. But I think that the small towns are a little bit better than the mainstream media because they're closer to the people. But obviously, the bigger you get, the more you're kind of into the groupthink of this.
Now, do you think as a person who's a professional reporter, and we've talked about Stacey McCain, who we've had on the show a few times as a guest and as a caller who's a professional reporter, do you think that journalists are becoming more sloppy in terms of facts because of the internet, because of stringers? Do you think that you see enough real shoelace reporting to worry about doing it right?
Well, I think you have a time crunch. You just there's never enough hours in a day to find all the information that you need, and a lot of your stuff in your media is really not searched by a reporter. You're spoon-fed from a government person. You go to a meeting and your person tells you what they want to tell you. So you don't have people cracking down, asking the hard questions. You have people transcribing the information from the government. And every once in a while, there might be something that pops up, but it's because somebody has come out and said, hey, here's a problem. Can I tell you about it? And then you go to the government people to make a difference. So it is part of the nature of the beast. And I think actually the internet probably helps the newspapers because they don't have the monopoly anymore. They've got to, if they're going to compete, they've got to get more into closer to the community and get the facts right, because people can find things very easily. The media can't just hide the truth away from people.
Now, Alistair, as a blogger, have you found yourself, when you go out and you cover an event, because you live closer to Boston than I do you find yourself seeing events firsthand that the media is either ignoring or just undercovering? Because I remember the 2009 Tea Party, not the 2010 so much, which was very big in Boston, but the 2009 Tea Party, 1,500 people attended, and the Boston Globe didn't even report on it. But if you have four gay activists or six pro-abortion activists,
any
leftist, they're all over it.
Any leftist cause, if two or more people show up, the media will be there. But I don't do as much sort of man-on-the-street reporting as yourself or as Stacey McCain does. I remember, though, that was part of the reason that I met you, was because the one time that I did go out and sort of cover the news was right before the Scott Brown election. And I remember Stacey McCain coming to Massachusetts, and he was staying with you, and that's the first time I met you.
Yeah, that is. Now, I want to give it, we're getting near the end of, towards a break. I want to give a shout out to another new advertiser, Ray Tax on Main Street in Leominster. You need tax work, you need accounting work, you want Ray's Tax, they will take care of you. We're very happy to have them along. We're going to have to give a lot of shout outs next week as we have our second hour, but it's time for our break. This is WCRN, 50,000 watts of true talk, and you can join our conversation at 508-438-0965.
Since day one, we've been telling you Aran Pallet is the best choice for pallets. Recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new. We've told you about their quality service, decades of experience, and radio-controlled trucks. Now let's talk bottom line. Try Aran Pallet at 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, or call at 800-248-7543. Mention the tech guy on the radio and get 5% off the first pallet order. A deal like that won't last long, so call Aran Pallet today at 800-248-7543. Again, that's 800-248-7543.
Would you like to increase the value of your home? Are you tired of water in your basement? Well, stop ignoring a major part of your house.
And don't let your basement wash you out. Hello, this is Joe.
And this is Diane from Basement Technologies at Western Mass. Did you know the air quality in your home is directly related to your basement?
If your basement is damp, musty, or you consider it the endangered zone, do what homeowners all over Western Mass do. Call the Wave Dogs at Basement Technologies of Western Mass at 1-888-WAVE-DOG and let us show you how easy and inexpensive it is to keep your basement dry for good.
As official installers of the Basement Technology Systems, our patented products keep moisture out of your basement and add usable storage and living space, which increases the value of your home.
So give us a call at 1-888-WAVE-DOG or visit us online at thewavedogs.com and keep your basement dry for good with our lifetime warranty.
And remember, don't let your basement wash you out.
If it has an engine, the folks at TNR Custom Automotive fix it. Repairs, bodywork, detailing, or sales, any make, any model, we are your one-stop shop. Experience our tradition of quality at TNR Custom Automotive, 621 Lancaster Street, Leominster, 978-401-0364. Mention this ad and get $10 an hour off labor.
Nails, makeup, facials, or hair. Sharp Design Salon not only makes you sparkle, but our late hours on Friday night and Saturday mean Bernie, Terry, Jackie, and Val are ready when you are. Look sharp with Sharp Designs, 360 Summer Street, Fitchburg, 978-343-3324.
The Worcester Telegram and Gazette says Linguini's Italian restaurant continues to amaze. Worcester Magazine says the talent in the kitchen would add a star to the competition. Add your review to theirs at Linguini's Italian Eatery, 350 Boston Post Road West, Marlboro. Open 7 days.
As your independent insurance agency, DeLotte Insurance offers you the best deals from an assortment of highly rated national carriers. If your needs are life, auto, home, or business, DeLotte finds you the right policy at the right price. Get that personal touch at DeLotte Insurance Agency, 580 North Main Street, Leominster, 508-277-1427.
For breakfast or lunch, make the 5th Street Diner Fitchburg your first stop. From early bird specials under $2 to the best fish in town, eat in or take out, 5th Street is first rate. Make a meal of it 7 days a week at the 5th Street Diner by the 5th Street Bridge next to Romano's Market. Open late Fridays. Have you always wanted to learn to fly? Well, you're just $59 away from the cockpit at the FCA Flight Center at Fitchburg Airport. You provide the drive. We'll provide the plane, the instructor, and the adventure. Take that first step into the freedom of the skies and find out just how affordable your dream can be. Conquer the air for only $59 at the FCA Flight Center at Fitchburg Airport, 978-345-0373, on the web at fcaflightcenter.com.
Make your special day even more special with a wedding cake from Joyce's Pies and Bakery. For 23 years, Joyce's has made beautiful wedding cakes along with a full line of pies and pastry to satisfy your palate. Go with the best. Go with Joyce's Pies and Bakery, 580 North Main Street, Leominster, 978-840-4485. Find us on Facebook. Central Plaza Pizza, 220 Main Street, is more than just the best pizza in Townsend. Our half-pound burgers, fresh haddock, and toasted raviolis will keep your mouth watering as our free delivery saves you money. And each purchase enters you in our monthly drawing for free Bruins tickets. Join our family at Central Plaza Pizza, 220 Main Street, Townsend, 978-597-2223.
Get your family away from the set and onto the alleys at Putnam Street Lanes, Fitchburg. For 120 years, from college students to retirees, Putnam Street Lanes has kept people on a roll. Seniors, men's, women, or mixed, Putnam's has a candlepin league for you 7 days a week. And our youth leagues aged 5 to 18 and free lessons for children are the fun way to get your kids moving again. You can't get more New England than candlepin bowling, and there's no bowling like Putnam Street Lanes, 14 Putnam Street, Fitchburg, 978-343-9664. On the web at Putnam Street Lanes.com.
Would you like to increase the value of your home? Are you tired of water in your basement? Well, stop ignoring a major part of your house.
And don't let your basement wash you out.
Hello, this is Joe.
And this is Diane from Basement Technologies at Western Mass. Did you know the air quality in your home is directly related to your basement?
If your basement is damp, musty, or you consider it the endangered zone, do what homeowners all over Western Mass do. Call the Wave Dogs at Basement Technologies of Western Mass at 1-888-WAVE-DOG and let us show you how easy and inexpensive it is to keep your basement dry for good.
As official installers of the Basement Technology Systems, our patented products keep moisture out of your basement
and add usable storage in living space, which increases the value of your home.
So give us a call at 1-888-WAVE-DOG or visit us online at thewavedogs.com and keep your basement dry for good with our lifetime warranty.
And remember, don't let your basement wash you out.
News delivered, conversation encouraged. We are News and Talk Radio for Worcester, 830 WCRN.
And we are back at the Tech Guy on the Radio. And we're going to quickly throw out a couple of very, very fast shout-outs to our new advertisers who are coming next week. We have ETR Labs coming next week who will be joining us. We have the law offices of Kristen Brassard joining us, Kathy's Pet Sitting, Ron DeKeen Real Estate joining us. We have Expert Pest Control joining us. We have Choice Education Services. We have the committee to elect Dean Mazzarella in Leominster joining us. Fireside Stoves will be joining us. Classic Car Wash will be joining us. Dragon Express will be joining us. Boy, we got a lot of people joining us. Camp of the Saints will be joining us. But joining us again is Fisherville Mike and American Glob Alistair and Left Bank of the Charles. And we were talking about Sarah Palin. And I want to mention we've alluded to something that was said, and I hesitate to play the clip. So we're not going to play the clip. My show. We're not going to play the clip.
And you know something? We wouldn't talk about this if this wasn't a pregame show that was broadcast on a national network. Because it shouldn't be talked about. It's ridiculous. When I said about you wouldn't get away with talking about Madonna or any, let's say, racy star like the, I don't know, those girls that do those shows in Jersey.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, any of those things. Well, Gaga's a little questionable here because we're not quite sure. But anyway, you couldn't get away with that. And, you know, let's say you said that about Pelosi. Even when she's been knocked down a few notches here, you couldn't get away with this stuff. And you can't get away with it. And I don't understand how the media can continually blame conservative talk because they never would say things like
this.
It's
kind of a Charlie Sheen moment. But if you want to know what was said, you can find it transcribed at Stacey McCain's site. Go to theothermccain.com and look for a post called Civility Unless It's Sarah Palin. And you will find the quote over there.
You take Tracy Morgan and Sarah Palin and you type those two things in together. Believe me, it'll come up. I mean, you're just going to be shocked if you haven't heard it. You know, and you need to go listen to it because this is the kind of stuff that's got to be stopped. It's just out of hand. It's ridiculous. And it needs to stop.
And we're the ones who keep getting reminded that it's time to be civil.
Right,
well,
exactly.
Let me quote Stacey's post very briefly here. And this is from the post that I was just mentioning. Quote, of course, TNT makes the perfunctory apology, but all of Tracy Morgan's show business friends will high-five him for these remarks. He will not lose any work as a result. He will not be made a pariah. The demonization of Sarah Palin has been made entirely acceptable by liberalism's cultural commissars who've declared open season on her in August 2008. And
it's okay to talk about.
And they do have the clip. If you insist on seeing the clip, they do have it. It's 41 seconds. We ain't playing it, but they do have it.
Hey, Coop, listen, when we were talking to you, have you ever done any television producing?
Yes and no.
Okay,
yes.
I mean, obviously, if they really wanted to, that could have been cut out of a pregame show, right?
It's about ratings, my friends. It's about ratings and how much they could get away unless the FCC says, oh, that was a little too much. We're going to fine you $500,000.
That brings up an interesting point. And, Mike, I want to ask you this as a reporter. The fact is, we're all talking about this. And when it comes down to it, the job of a TV station and the job of a newspaper is to sell ads, to sell eyeballs. And as a reporter, if something like this is done, is the newspaper apologetic publicly but saying quietly, yes, we've got the attention?
Well, yeah, you always are trying to get the eyeballs. You're trying to do it as good as possible our news, but you have heard more about TNT's basketball coverage tonight than you would have heard in a long time without this stuff. But the guy at the Washington Post has said, I'm not going to write about Sarah Palin.
Dana Milbank.
Yeah, well, everybody else is going to write about it too, so you're going to be, nobody's going to be reading you, and they'll be reading everybody else, and so that won't last very long, because you've got to go where things are, because I wrote a few months ago, so well, maybe Pale and stuff will die down, and TV shows off, and the bookstore's gone, and Washington's heating up. Well, no, it hasn't. Sarah Palin is still the queen, and she's going to continue to be the center of the universe and just make one appearance on Fox a week or so, and she'll be the keeping everything going the rest of the whole week. Everybody will be talking about what she said in that one interview.
I mean, MSNBC keeps talking about, and I think there's a real point there that it's a question of driving ratings and giving people a reason to go. It gives you an instant topic.
Exactly. But, I mean, if you don't talk about Keith Olbermann anymore, now do we? I mean, 1 week and he's gone, but Sarah Palin will continue to do things. And
alas, Keith Olbermann, we knew him well.
Hey, you know, speaking of him, what is this nonsense that they want him to run for office? Have you heard that?
You mean about the Koss kids wanting him to run in Connecticut?
Yeah. I mean, is that scary?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Well, that's the it's up to the voters to decide. The voters elected Al Franken. The voters elected Jesse Ventura. The voters elected Barack Obama. The voters have the power, and they're going to do what they want to do. If Connecticut wants to be represented by Keith Olbermann, that's on them. Now, we want to bring up a couple of things very quickly because we're nearing the end of the show. First of all, we want to remind everybody we are going to be going to 2 hours starting next week. We will be on from 9 to 11. Also, next week's show, along with next week's Conservatively Speaking, and John, you have a new show premiering next week.
It's Tom Wesley and I are going to start the Wesley and Weston Review, and it will be on for an hour, from 6 to 7 p.m. before Conservatively Speaking comes on. So we're going to have 5 hours of great conservative talk.
And we're going to be live from the Republican Grassroots Conference in Milford, Massachusetts. And what's the name of that hotel, John?
Doubletree.
And we also want to give a shout-out to our show sponsor again, Basement Technologies of Western Massachusetts. Don't let your basement wash you out. 1-888-WAVE-DOG. Give them a call and keep your basement dry forever and increase the value of your house. Do it now before the time that this snow melts. You want this done before the snow melts because when it's melting and going into your basement, and my basement flooded last year, believe me, it's not fun. Alistair, as we're getting near the end, any quick thoughts you want to add?
Oh, I was just going to, I did think of one thing a few minutes ago. The name Dana Milbank came up. Were you talking about the article he wrote in the Washington Post where he was saying let's boycott Sarah Palin for the month of February?
Yes, that was the reference.
Well, I don't know if you guys are aware that one of the callers we spoke to earlier tonight, Big Fur Hat of IOwnTheWorld.com, is actually trying to organize a bunch of bloggers like us to participate in an event called All Palin February. So keep that in the back of your mind.
It'll be done.
Okay, left back of the Charles, do you have anything you want to add?
Well, thanks for letting me come on tonight. I don't know that I would add anything to the Sarah Palin controversy.
It just needs to go away.
You're showing some class here by not playing the tape. Hats off to you.
Thank you very much. And we hope to have you back on one of our blogger panels once we have our second hour. Mike, anything you want to add?
Well, I just want to know we didn't have any tater tots there in the studio since President Obama said that school kids shouldn't be eating tater tots and pizza all the time.
Well, we do have Mike from Bagels and Kebabs here, but he did not bring food this week, which is a shame.
No, it's
but
Tom.
He came. I'm Tom. Sorry.
See,
you messed up on his name. That's why
he
didn't bring
food. That's why there's no food. I deserve it. And why don't you give yourself a plug because you bring some of the best food around.
Hey, this is Tom Kahali, Bagels and Kebabs. Any meal, anytime. Stop by, great food, Lebanese, Greek food. Like I said, bring your own booze and have a good time.
Okay, John, any closing thoughts?
I don't know. I've just been thinking about what we've been talking about, and, you know, it's just so disgusting to me.
You really ran with that. I mean, you were very animated.
No, I'm very angry about it. I'm very angry about it. I'm sick and tired of it, and you know what? It isn't right. No woman, no man should put up with harassment and the stuff that they do to that family.
This is right out of the whole Alinsky rules for radicals thing too, though.
Absolutely. It's,
you got to ridicule somebody to.
But it's not just that. I mean, if I said something like that about any woman, my mother's 86. It wouldn't matter. She would slap me across the face.
Well, first of all, if you said something like that, you'd probably get some kind of an injunction thrown on you. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You wouldn't say something like that. That's the
first
point.
First of all, that's right, Peter. You wouldn't say something like that.
Well, this is the
And I know that I'm crazy for wanting to play it, but there are people. Listen, you got to go listen to it because it's going to make you angry, and then you need to do something about
it. Well, John, you've got a special for the next hour.
I do.
You can throw that 41 seconds in if you want, but this is WCRN True Talk, 8:30 a.m. This is the Tech Guy on the Radio. We'll see you live again next week. And stay tuned for a special one-hour show starring John Weston.
And Michael and Elizabeth Frost.
Get your family away from the set and onto the alleys at Putnam Street Lanes, Fitchburg. For 120 years, from college students to retirees, Putnam Street Lanes has kept people on a roll. Seniors, men's, women's, or mixed, Putnam's has a candlepin league for you 7 days a week. And our youth leagues aged 5 to 18 and free lessons for children are the fun way to get your kids moving again. You can't get more New England than candlepin bowling, and there's no bowling like Putnam Street Lanes, 14 Putnam Street, Fitchburg, 978-343-9664. On the web at Putnam Street Lanes.com.
For the past 29 years, the Natural Discount Shop has been healthy for your body with herbs, vitamins, organic and natural products. And healthy for your wallet with the lowest prices in the Fitchburg-Lemonster area. Go natural and save at the Natural Discount Shop, 614 North Main Street, Lemonster, 978-537-3920. Can't afford the carpet you need? With Little Floor Coverings February Special, you can. Have Little's Floor carpet any room and get the carpet for a second room at no additional charge. You pay only labor and pad. You can afford the carpet you need at Little's Floor Covering, 359 Summer Street, Fitchburg. Call us at 978-345-5425. Again, that's 978-345-5425. Tax time jitters? Relax. The professionals at Ray Accounting and Tax Services, Worcester and Lemonster, will handle your tax needs accurately, conveniently, and confidentially. Visit Ray Accounting and Tax Service today, 45 Main Street, Lemonster, 978-227-5610, or in Worcester at 390 Main Street, Suite 630, 978-870-4316.
Aaron Pallet has provided dependable service for 43 years to businesses large and small. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, 800-248-7543. On the web at aaronpallet.com. Mention this ad and get 5% off your first order.
Would you like to increase the value of your home? Are you tired of water in your basement? Well, stop ignoring a major part of your house.
And don't let your basement wash you out.
Hello, this is Joe.
And this is Diane from Basement Technologies of Western Mass. Did you know the air quality in your home is directly related to your basement?
If your basement is damp, musty, or you consider it the endangered zone, do what homeowners all over Western Mass do. Call the Wave Dogs at Basement Technologies of Western Mass at 1-888-WAVE-DOG and let us show you how easy and inexpensive it is to keep your basement dry for good.
As official installers of the Basement Technology Systems, our patented products keep moisture out of your basement and add usable storage and living space, which increases the value of your home.
So give us a call at 1-888-WAVE-DOG or visit us online at thewavedogs.com and keep your basement dry for good with our lifetime warranty.
And remember, don't let your basement wash you out.
CBS News brings you the world on News and Talk Radio, WCRN, Worcester, Boston.
Mubarak has named his intelligence chief.